This is Mark Steiner. Today is May the 5th, and welcome to This Day in History.
We real cool, the pool players, seven at the Golden Shovel. We real cool, we left school, we lurk late, we strike straight, we sing sin, we thin gin, we jazz June, we die soon.
That was the poem, We Are Real Cool, written in 1959 by the great poet Gwendolyn Brooks. She was born in Topeka, Kansas, and first published this poem when she was only 13 years old. Today in 1950, she was awarded the Pulitzer Prize for poetry, making her the first African-American to ever receive that prize. Gwendolyn Brooks continued writing poetry and went on to become the Library of Congress consultant in poetry, now known as the Poet Laureate, and received the National Medal of Arts. Fast forward 20 years, and we have another first. Playwright, actor, director, and teacher Charles Edward Gordon became the first African-American to win a Pulitzer Prize for drama in 1970 for No Place to Be a Somebody. And we remember the mother of the African-American romance novel, who died on this day in 2009. Elsie Bernice Washington, New York native, wrote for the New York Post, Life, Newsweek, and Essence, wrote nonfiction books about sickle cell anemia and gender dynamics between black men and women, but also wrote the first romance novel that featured black characters, Entwined Destinies. Now, Cinco de Mayo, to most of us here in America, is another reason to party and drink margaritas. But what does the 5th of May really mean? On the 5th of May in 1862, in a town called Puebla, Mexico, a group of outnumbered Mexican patriots defeated the French army in battle. They were able to push the French back and eventually out of their country. Yes, France invaded Mexico with the support from Britain and Spain to oust the Mexican president Benito Juarez after he declared he would not repay the imposed international debt on Mexico. So, on this Cinco de Mayo, please tip your margarita to the Mexican patriots who saved their nation. And Ethiopians remember and celebrate this day. Today in 1936, the fascist Italian government invaded and conquered the oldest independent nation in Africa. It led to a guerrilla war against the Italians. Then 5 years later, on this very same day, Ethiopian Emperor Haile Selassie entered Addis Ababa, the capital, after the Italians were vanquished. And here's a song for your May the 5th. Today, in 1898, William Samuel McTeer, better known as Blind Willie McTell, was born in Thompson, Georgia. Born blind in one eye, he lost his vision completely over the course of his childhood. While he attended schools for the blind, he developed an affinity for music, playing harmonica, accordion, and, of course, the six-string guitar. He began writing songs and started traveling the world to play them when he was adult, and he became known for his use of the 12-string guitar and brought that to the world, which was an instrument of his choice, and the use of his slide, which you may not hear in this piece. He played the blues, but had a more smooth and laid-back way of singing compared to many others, and we celebrate on this day the great blind Willie McTell with Broke Down Engine Blues.
I done pawned my pistol, mom, and my best clothes.
To continue your exploration of this day in history, visit SteinerShow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Lordy, 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 Lordy.